This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Brother Thelonious by pianist and composer Helen Sung, the first track on her new album, Anthem for a New Day. Helen is on the line from the Big Apple, New York City. Helen, the elegant pianist, welcome to Jazz Beat.
Oh, thank you, Dia. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Indeed. I love your new album. Great music. The song we just played, Brother Thelonious, is a huge step forward for you, I believe. You grew up playing classical music. Was it hard for you to convert to improvisation, swing, and bebop?
Yes. When people always ask me, you know, how did you do it? I always say, if I could do it, anybody could do it, because you could not find a more firmly entrenched classical pianist, and just in the way I thought of things. I studied for quite a long time, from age 9 until 18, with a classical teacher who was a wonderful teacher from the Russian school. But she had a very narrow view of what was great music. You know, she would say the only thing worth listening to is classical music. And so I was swept up all in that. So just, I always tell people my musical emancipation began with jazz. So yeah, it was a complete paradigm shift for me. And I knew I didn't want to be someone who could kind of, you know, fake it because I had the technique. I really wanted to be an authentic jazz player with something genuine to say. So yeah, it was a lot of work, and the work continues, but I've never regretted the choice.
What did you find in jazz that's not in classical? Or should I ask, how did the jazz bug bite you?
No, that's a great question. Well, I was almost finished with my classical undergraduate degree. I'm from Houston, Texas, originally, and I went to UT Austin, University of Texas at Austin. And a good friend of mine, we both studied with the same piano teacher at UT. She invited me to a Harry Connick Jr. concert. And I was your typical classical major. You know, I didn't venture too far from the practice room, so I wasn't familiar with him or his work, and she was teasing me. She says, oh, he's really cute, you'll like him. And I said, okay. So we went to the concert, and he had brought his big band to town, and they were entertaining and fun. But it was in the middle of that concert when he sat down and played some solo piano pieces, and I remember just wanting to jump out of my skin, because, you know, this guy is playing the piano in a way, like he's attacking the piano and playing it in a way I'd been taught, you know, not to do all my life. I felt like he was just, this whole new world I knew nothing about, where the rules were totally different. This music was so alive, you know, it just grabbed me. And after that, I just had to find out whatever I could about jazz. And, you know, it's ironic because I went to that wonderful high school in Houston that performing arts high school that has produced, you know, many of the top jazz artists today, people like Jason Moran, Chris Dave, Robert Glasper. But, you know, I was in that classical frame of mind, and so I had, like, no contact with the jazz department, if you could believe it. So this was just like I said, it was an epiphany. And, you know, I begged the UT piano professor for lessons. I took a beginning jazz piano class, and, you know, the rest is history. And once I was so fortunate to be accepted into the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz Performance, the first class ever. It started out at the New England Conservatory in Boston. That kind of sealed the deal for me.
Okay, let's listen to Brother Thelonious in full. jazz pianist and composer Helen Sung for their brilliant personal and musical touch on Brother Thelonious. Helen was a graduate of the inaugural class of the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz Performance. She's on the line from New York. What can you tell me about your original compositions on the CD? I'm going to play next Hope Springs Eternally. This is just more than a simple title.
Well, I guess like anybody, sometimes life has challenges, and particularly life as an artist. You know, it's not the easiest business. It's not the easiest profession. It's not the easiest endeavor. And that's part of what makes, I think, the journey and the experience and all this striving really special and worth it, because I'm always reminded, or I return to the question of, why am I doing this? And the answer always is because I love this music. And I wrote that song kind of with that in mind, but also just, you know, sometimes it's easy to be negative looking at the state of things in the world, but when I meet people like Doug Moody and North Coast Brewing and think of all the amazing musicians that, you know, I've gotten to meet and work with, I think that's the attitude I want to hang on to, that hope springs eternally.
Thank you.
Sung's Hope Springs Eternally from her new album Anthem for a New Day. You know, Helen, that jazz and poetry are interconnected in a way. I wrote about jazz and poetry, and surprisingly, I listened to one of your melodies, Touch. It is a poetic piece of music, a kind of inspiration. Do you write or read poetry sometimes?
Oh, that is such a funny question, because, you know, I've always been afraid of poetry because, you know, I didn't read much after the amount I was forced to in high school. I just always felt dumb. I felt like I was the only person in the classroom who didn't really understand. And in 2007, I was lucky enough to be a part of the taping for the PBS series In Performance at the White House. And during that whole experience, I had the chance to meet Dana Gioia, the wonderful American poet, and he was chairman of the National Endowment at that point. And I really think, you know, how Wynton Marsalis has such a gift for bringing jazz to the layman, you know, making it very, just accessible. Yeah. I think Dana is the same for poetry. And he encouraged me to just start reading again and not to worry so much about the literal meaning. He said, you know, poetry is meant to be read aloud. The meaning kind of comes at you sideways. And he sent me some of his work. And so I started reading poetry again. And then I discovered, like, if I tried to set words to music, it would actually help me with understanding the poem. So that started me on an adventure, and I would love to record this project next. I know we're talking about Anthem right now, but just because I've kind of accumulated like 8 to 10 songs of music written inspired by poetry. And Touch is actually a poem by Dana Gioia, and there are words to that song.
I'm sure it's going to be a great contribution to jazz and poetry.
Oh, well, thank you, Dia. I hope to be able to send that your way soon, maybe in a year or so.
Yeah, please. I don't want to have a long wait. I'm going to wrap it up with your album's title cut, Anthem for a New Day, which includes special guest appearances by two fantastic musicians, violinist Regina Carter and iconic clarinetist and saxophonist Paquito de Riviera. Any special anecdote here you want to share with our international audience?
Well, they actually don't play on Anthem for a New Day, but I was so honored that Paquito and Regina agreed to play on the recording. I'm a big fan of both of them and have had a chance to play with them on different occasions, so it was such a blessing and gift that they lent their beautiful colors and sounds and imagination to the album. Anthem for a New Day, for me, really sums up the spirit of this recording. It's my sixth recording overall, but my first one on a major label, and I'm just really excited at this confluence of circumstances because, you know, as we talked about earlier, I did come to jazz late, and I've always felt the pressure of, oh, I'm behind, I have to catch up, and I have so much work to do, and I kind of had shelved, you know, all my classical training because I really wanted to get this jazz thing. I really wanted to get into the heart of this swing thing, that rhythm that was so alive, that got me that night when I heard Carrie Connick. So with my previous albums, you know, every now and then I go back and hear it because I'm, you know, it's so hard for me to listen to myself play. And I'm like, oh, that was not as awful as I thought it was or remember it being. But, you know, I was still searching. And, you know, we continue to search for our whole lives. But I feel like with Anthem, this is where I'm at a point where I'm, for the first time really, I feel like a focus to who I am as an artist and a rising level of confidence of, you know, where I'm headed and what I'm doing. And Anthem to me, you know, it, when I hear the word anthem, I think of like flags or banners and stuff like that. But this is like me planting my flag on the ground and saying, this is Helen Sung. And I'm, you know, I'm not always, but I'm, you know, I'm happy about who I am and where I am today and where I'm headed. And this is me. So that's the spirit and the vibe of that title track.
Amazing, superb, and elegant pianist and composer Helen Sung on the line from the Big Apple, New York City. Thanks indeed, Helen, for talking with me on Jazz Beat.
Thank you, Dia, and thank you to all the listeners of Jazz Beat.
Indeed. Here's Helen Sung with Anthem for a New Day, the title cut for a new album she will be releasing by the end of January. Enjoy it. I'm Jia Bakhid in Washington.